This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sony has a 79% chance of going bankrupt, it's being reported. But magically, they've got this new film out they think can pull their bacon. And even the Hollywood Reporter and others are coming out saying it looks like an inside job, using that word. And the reason I'm making such a big deal out of this today is it is a big deal. Not the story of the hack itself, but what they want to get out of the hack. SOPA, CISPA, a restriction of rights, and so much more. AMC theater chain owner Wang Jianglin is China's richest man. And that's part of the pressure they used to have the film Red Dawn a few years ago re-edited and not released for a year so that Chinese communist forces were removed from it. Now, I gave you my definition of a winter soldier. I guess we've got one here from the Urban Dictionary. A person, especially a member of a military, a political party or military organization who is hardcore, who endures during hard times, the opposite of a summer soldier or sunshine soldier, a phrase used by Thomas Paine to denote and mock men who signed up for the Revolutionary War and then quit when the going got tough. Most of that outfit quit, but the winter soldiers are still hanging on. Well, that's because in the winter, especially back then in the north, it was really cold in the sun cycle at that time, 20, 30 below, like it is in Minnesota now. And a lot of people froze to death. In fact, most of the casualties on the way to Trenton and that famous victory for George Washington were people freezing to death on the way on their horses. And you'd get there and there'd be somebody frozen to death dead. Those were winter soldiers. And now we look at what men have been turned to and turned into in this country on average. On average, there's a lot of great men in this country. But I just can't imagine what's going to happen when the economic collapse takes place. You got to have an exit plan, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting to restore the republic. We're fighting to try to fix things. We're fighting to do the right thing. We're fighting to try to stop the Civil War while we're demonized 24/7 by the enemy. But you got to also know that we're going to fight to win, but you've also got to be ready just to try to survive. Because surviving in the final equation is winning. And I don't mean surviving by going along either. That's gotten us where we are. But the moral rot of this society, and I'm not on some high horse. When I mean moral rot, the media says that's drinking beer or, you know, loving life. The lover of life's not the sinner. It's people that swindle the innocent. It's people that dumb kids down. It's people that take advantage of folks. That's true evil. But you never hear that defined as evil, or very rarely. It's always having fun is evil, or fighting back is evil, or not groveling to the government is evil. Meanwhile, that then gives the devil, or that archetype, all the fun. The sexy cheerleader, that's a devil. And I'm not saying that running wild's a good thing either. My point is that all the lesser stuff is put out there as the ultimate sin. Like the Pharisees wouldn't associate with anybody. Even though they got tax money, they wouldn't associate with the tax collector. They sure wouldn't associate with a prostitute. They wouldn't associate with somebody that butchered animals because they were too high and mighty and clean. And Christ would have nothing to do with those people. He said, you're the wicked ones. You're the people that pray out in the public. You're the people that say how good you are all day, but I see your heart and you're a devil. when they criticized him for hanging out with the unwashed. Those unwashed had hearts 100 times better than the establishment corporate types.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using OxyPowder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this OxyPowder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. OxyPowder flushes it out. Secure your OxyPowder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, coming to you from occupied North America. I'm in FEMA Region 6 under Homeland Security, NORTHCOM, under UN Treaty UNESCO, State Department Memorandum, Treaty 7277. I am under UN Occupied Zone, under UNESCO, UN Agenda 21, fiat law. That's not tongue-in-cheek when we come in and say, transmitting from deep behind enemy lines. Only admitting how hardcore this is can we truly come to realization of the real problem to fix it. Merry Christmas. Well, you all have a great holiday coming up. It is Christmas Eve. We're live on this December 24th, 2014, Wednesday edition. We have a powerful retransmission for you tomorrow. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back live Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to open the phones up this hour to cover a host of issues with the listeners. But first off, if you just joined us, it's now been basically admitted by the FBI and the government that North Korea did not hack Sony. It was an inside job, probably a stunt. They're now releasing the movie. We said that a week and a half ago. DrudgeReport.com is linked to Paul Watson's special report on the subject we aired last hour. you're welcome to call in about that. And the motive to pass CISPA and SOPA that are free speech killing systems, and to make Obama look like a savior, claiming we don't need dictators censoring the media, like you did indicting Dinesh D'Souza of America 2016, like you did with thousands of IRS cases and criminal cases, admittedly motivated against Christians, conservatives, gun groups, veterans groups. There's been a reign of terror against free speech, not issuing the tax exemptions to over 10,000 groups. Oh, but you're going to speak out against North Korea now to make yourself look good. What a sick joke. And who can deny the White House-run Justice Department, even the former deputy director of the FBI, has come out 2 days ago and said the Justice Department's helping stir up race war and a war on police, that even if you hate some of the brazen activity of some police, as I do, I mean, I'm a guy harping on it, you cannot say go out and randomly shoot police. I mean, I know a lot of cops that are great people and follow the Constitution. On average, the police I know are more pro-Second Amendment and know what's going on than the general public. That's just a fact. The globalists don't like that. They want to play their enemy, the American people, off against their other enemy, local government. And where's the rubber meet the road in local government but the police? You want to destabilize the country? Destabilize the police. This is so obvious. It's so disgusting. It's so transparent. And all these police departments getting their federal funds, sucking the boots of the federal government that's occupied by the globalists. You'll turn your back on the New York mayor, who is a globalist piece of garbage. Why don't you turn your back on Obama and the UN and the New World Order? Because that's what's really destroying this country. It's a standard communist or socialist tactic to stir up minority groups with real or perceived problems to start destabilization campaigns. And it's happening here. George Soros did this in Ukraine just this year. Police shoot and kill armed black teen in St. Louis area. Police confirm the incident was followed by protest, clashing with police at the scene, accompanied by the sound of loud bangs. That's RT. Paul Joseph Watson has a report. Riots near Ferguson after cops shoot black teen who pointed handgun. Chaos outside gas station as protesters throw fireworks at police. Now let's stop right there. Because we have the local video. And see, this time the police, within a few hours, released the video. Why didn't they do that in the Ferguson case? You know there were video cameras around there. And it turned out that the cop was telling the truth. Pretty much. So why then did they not just go ahead and release it, or go ahead and just indict him and let it come out in court? Wow. I'll tell you, the demonstrators are getting smart. The closest thing to explosives out there are those mortar cannons that you put in the big mortars and shoot. People blown their arms off with those, and then they're now throwing those at the police. That's like throwing essentially a hand grenade at somebody. I mean, it's three or four times, in my experience, more powerful than a flashbang. And I'm against police throwing flashbangs at nonviolent people. It's a serious assault. Throwing flashbangs is way overused, and then throwing mortar shells at the police is just serious. I mean, it's attempted murder is what it is. I mean, this is all just the globalist plan is off against each other, and people are cheering this on YouTube. You know, attack the police. Yay, get them, get them. Look at that. Those are mortar shells. Okay, let's go to the next video. Surveillance footage of incident has been released and appears to show Antonio Martin, the new guy shot and killed, pointing a gun at the officer before he was shot. And the word is, go shoot police. That's how you get justice. So we're showing what happened right before this unfolds. And on the video, he appears to pull a gun out. I mean, is it suicide by cop? Well, see, they're segueing from that now to suicide after killing cops. And I tell you, I would not want to be citizens in these areas, and I wouldn't want to be the police in these areas. And this is only the beginning. Wait till the real Civil War kicks off. As I've said for years, you do not want to be a police officer then. This is so obvious, and I'm getting attacked for not supporting attacking police, and I'm getting attacked for criticizing the police. This is all part of mindless tribalism. Well, you're supposed to join one group or the other. I'm going to join common sense and judgment. I'm going to join looking at each case as it comes and getting the best info I can before I, quote, support one side or the other. I know this. The globalists are trying to start a civil war. I predicted it. It's happening. We should be listened to because we know what we're talking about, and we should get the word out to stop this. And the way you stop it is by realizing that Al Sharpton, MSNBC, and the Justice Department, just like they staged Fast and Furious to destabilize the Southwest in Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, are now running a false flag to start a war with local government, with the police on the receiving end. And, you know, I love all these violence talkers who say go kill police, who they themselves won't do it. They want to find some mentally ill person who will do it for them, who kills his girlfriend in cold blood up in New York, throws a fit, and then decides to go out as a hero because the media and the Justice Department put out the narrative, close quote. So he goes out and shoots two people in cold blood, who it turns out had good records. This is disgusting. I mean, if a cop got caught killing some five-year-old kid on video and was no-billed, and their daddy went after him later, I'd say, well, that's justice. This is not justice. There is a time to kill, ripping off the term from the famous novel that was turned into a movie. But I'll tell you right now, I will not be played into these mindless type of operations. Now, the mayor of Berkeley, not Berkeley, California, but Berkeley, Missouri, this is right outside Ferguson, it's 2 miles away, has come out with a statement. I know we were downloading it. Do we have it? Good. We'll get it and play it. But I want to get your take as listeners on this. How much more obvious does it have to get where we're told that this is the number one story of 2014? It is not the number one story. It's the number one story the media has hyped. We've been forced to cover it almost every day in the last 6 months because it was so obvious. Even before Brown got killed, even before Wilson shot him, even before any of this unfolded, we were saying this is the next step, this is what Obama will do. Because any fool could see what was being put out by the talking heads to prime the pump and get all this ready. Here is the mayor of the small town near Ferguson where it's now exploding again.
I had the opportunity last evening,
it's Berkeley, Missouri,
to review the video,
Theodore Hoskins,
of the incident. And what I saw in this incident is not what people portray. This is not a policeman in the city of Berkeley, half-cocked, going out, and as we say, you know, Black Lives Matter. This was not the case. This is, you couldn't even compare this with Ferguson or the Gardner case in New York. The Gardner case in New York, they had the video. Ferguson, they did not. We have the video. And I can assure you that what's on the video is what we're going to use. The city of Berkeley will be doing the investigation along with the St. Louis, in parallel with the St. Louis County. And our overall goal is to project the truth to the residents. We reviewed the video and it appears that there was a gun pointed at the officer before the officer fired. But we got to complete our investigation.
All right, now they've released a video. I like that, mayor. By the way, what's different here? There's a video, but also he's black. And that town's over 75% black, Berkeley. You look at the demographics, and you got black leadership. Right next door, you got Ferguson. That's got some black folks on the government, but there's, I think, out of 50-something cops, three of them are black. There's your problem right there, is that communities really should be representative of who is in them, in my humble opinion. That's why I don't like the UN trying to make our laws and running us. The globalists don't have to live under what they put on us here. So you've got somebody hyped up, angry it appears, pulling a gun on a cop because that's what you're supposed to do now, according to the media. Yeah, there it is. Ferguson has 50 white officers, 3 black officers. You know, it's not fair if a black person does something to you to go shoot a random black person. Or it's not fair if a white person does something wrong to you to go shoot a random white person. And believe me, folks, the average white person is not scared. I mean, just guns everywhere. I'm scared of destabilization and the globalist winning. I'm going to give the number out and take your calls. Stay with us.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says 2/3 of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Thanks for riding. shotgun with us, listeners. I want to open the phones up now to the balance of the hour. Then Lionel, popular analyst, constitutional lawyer, New York TV host, is going to join us to give us his take on the destabilization campaign going on, trying to stir the people up against the police and the police vice versa. We'll also cover a host of other issues with him as well and take your phone calls. But right now, first-time callers yet again, your chance to get involved. Took a lot of calls yesterday. It's now coming out that it was all a big hoax by Sony, inside job, to sell their movie. That was pretty easy to predict. What's your take on that? What's your take on new riots outside Ferguson over a guy reportedly pulling a gun on the cops and the shooting? And the mayor comes out and seen the video and says that's what it looks like. And I've seen the video. We've played the video here. TV viewers watching at Infowars.com/show can see the visual element of the transmission. It's all right there. I want to get your take on that. Meanwhile, there's real hacks going on. South Korean nuclear operator hacked, personal data and blueprints leaked. That's the type of stuff that's really going on. Also, later, I want to go through an interesting article up at Infowars.com. 50 numbers from 2014 that sound fake, but that are actually real. 2014 was quite a bizarre year. I agree with the article's author. I'm going to go through some of those points. We're also going to leaked internal CIA document admits drone program counterproductive, but Obama did it anyways. We'll also look at millions of Christians are in mourning this Christmas and look at the persecution of Christians all over the world. That is just some of what we're going to be breaking down today on this live broadcast. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Again, 800-259-9231. We've reposted Paul Watson's article that's on Drudge. Marketing scam, Sony to show the interview on Christmas Day in theaters. See that video, Infowars.com. A story out of the Von Mises Institute, the case for Ebenezer. Berkeley shooting, again, highlights buried issue of violence within black community. Paul Watson has a report on that, that half of homicides in the U.S. are committed by blacks. Why is that? Just numbers, folks. Google works with FBI to bust man who made threat against cops. Nemo wrote a story. I don't know what they're supposed to do. He was on the site saying he was going to hunt and kill cops. Looked pretty serious. I would report it. Riots near Ferguson after cops shoot black teen who pointed handgun. We just mentioned that video of that. ISIS shoots down U.S.-led coalition warplane. Capture pilot in Raqqa. I'm pronouncing that right? Raqqa. Was FBI wrong on North Korea? CBS, the answer is yes. Now they admit it, basically. The Christmas Truce of 1914, Pinhole of Light Among the Nightmare of Madness. Interesting article by Tony Cartolucci. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And DrudgeReport.com has a ton of important articles as well. George Bush Sr. has been rushed to the hospital. Jeb's emails depict a hands-on governor. Wealthy donors sided with Dems in midterms. See that? The elite, the rich people that aren't free market but are insiders sided with the Dems. In fact, print me that article. I had it but can't find it. I want to cover that. ISIS turning Christian churches into torture chambers. Satanic display at Florida Capitol damaged. Boy mutilated. Sacrifice in witchcraft ceremony. Season's beatings. Man burns down woman's home after Facebook rejection. Talk about mental illness. McDonald's drive-thru patron pulled gun over missing cheeseburger. Couple attacks pizza delivery driver with broom. Fires rifle. Crazed woman in truck posing as a cop chases woman on highway. Man hospitalized after chugging eggnog and office holiday party. Bin Laden shooter under investigation for leaking secrets. That's just to make him look like he's real. Obama admin rushes 1,200 new regs just before New Year, just like he signed NDAA. Paper, administration, green policies hurt blacks the most. Yeah, they shut down industrial areas. Smartphone use charging our brains. I've already seen this in studies, but print it for me again. This is now back out in a new study that cell phones actually up brain activity, but actually kill brain cells. I know that's probably a mistake, but I can't find it. Venezuela on the brink of financial collapse as prices plummet. North Dakota population hits record on oil boom. Homeowner told to take down zombie nativity scene. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promise.
This is just breaking on InfoWars.com. You can also go to NewsWars.com. It'll take you to InfoWars. Google's YouTube set to offer the interview on Christmas. We'll also run a limited number of theaters in the United States. So see, they're now just testing a direct-to-internet film release to see how much cashola they can make. Totally and completely a psyop test from my perspective. All right, we're taking your phone calls now ahead of Lionel joining us. Here's the article I mentioned earlier. I'm going to talk some about this with Lionel coming up. Wealthy donors sided with Democrats in midterms. And I've had Greg Palast on before. who's a big investigative journalist and more of a Democrat, and he will tell you that the Koch brothers actually helped finance Clinton into office. They just play both sides of the spectrum. Democrats act like they are the ultimate secret thing behind anybody that doesn't want to turn their guns in, and that I secretly get money from them. I wish I did. I would announce it. I'd use the money to finance my operation and wouldn't change one thing I said. If the head of Walmart gave me $1 billion and said, do whatever you want, I'd take it and announce it. I've never been given any outside money, and I wish I was. Sure, no, I'm sick of, like, every little nobody, you know, just claims that as a throwaway line to say, oh, Alex isn't good. He's financed by the Koch brothers. Meanwhile, because I was accused of that so much, I went and researched them and found out over the last 30 years, they've given more money to the Democrats than Republicans. Look it up. I mentioned that because it comes up in this. For as often as Democrats attack the conservative billionaires, Charles and David Koch, for their heavy spending on politics, it's actually the liberal-minded who shelled out the most cash in the just-completed midterm elections. If they're not liberals, they want big government to pick winners and losers and give them the government contracts. At least that is among those groups that must disclose what they raise and spend. Among the top 100 individual donors to political groups, more than half, primarily to Democrats or their allies, among groups that funneled more than $100,000 each to allies, the top of the list titled overwhelmingly towards Democrats, a group favoring the GOP doesn't appear until the list number 14. The two biggest super PACs in 2014, Senate Majority PAC and House Majority PAC. Both backing Democrats. And it just goes on. Yeah. And almost all the big Republican donors. And the Chamber of Commerce nationally gave money to Democrats over Republicans or Republicans over Tea Partiers. Because, in fact, John Bowne has a report on it. Let me just air this and I'll go to your calls. Dealing with J.P. Morgan and others. If you look at the derivatives graphs, we show them, derivatives are bigger than they were 6 years ago in the last big crash. And they just passed in the House and the Senate, in the spending bill, a new banker bailout called a derivatives protection area that allows all the derivatives to be signed on to Alex Jones and you. Oh, but I'm just supposed to hate cops and go out and shoot some. That'll really fix things. That's what the Democratic Party in the White House wants, is a race war that'll be used to bring in tyranny instead of looking at who's screwing everyone over seven ways to Sunday. So let's go to John Bowne's report on the Federal Reserve head and what their policies are, and then write to your phone calls. This first premiered last night on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central.
The top 1% own about 38% of the financial wealth of America.
Hit
the bottom 60%.
Back it up. That's Bernie Sanders, the socialist, independent. And what he says is true, except then he says socialism's the answer. That top 0.1% almost to a man gives money to take my guns, raise my taxes, and get banker bailout, you little... Sanders is so stupid. The ultra-rich don't like middle class and new wealth. They're the ones trying to extinct their competition. Low taxes makes the poorest people rich compared to other countries. But again, Sanders, go back to the beginning, I'm sorry. Let's see if I can play it. Here it is.
The top 1% own about 38% of the financial wealth of America. The bottom 60% own 2.3%. One family, the Walton family, is worth over $140 billion. That's more wealth than the bottom 40% of the American people. In recent years, we have seen a huge increase in the number of millionaires and billionaires, while we continue to have the highest rate of childhood poverty in the industrialized world. Now, a study which I've just introduced into the record by two professors from Princeton University, Professor Martin Gillens, and Northwestern University, Professor Benjamin Page, basically suggest that while historically we have considered our society to be a capitalist democracy, we may now have entered into a phase where we are an oligarchic form of society.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. And the oligarchs, through the big think tanks and through the big tax-free foundations, are financing socialism for the general public that they're exempt from, that is making us poorer, Sanders. Do you understand that the ultra-rich are the ones financing this takeover? No, no, his answer is more of what's gotten us into this. He points at the people that have done this to us and then says, let's do more of what they're actually pushing for. He doesn't tell you that. It's like Warren Buffett financing and underwriting ABC this week. It says at the end of the show, when he underwrites it, underwritten by him, and he's on it saying, my secretary pays more than I. We need to pass these new laws so I pay more tax. Meanwhile, he already wrote the loopholes where he doesn't pay any tax. See the bait and switch they play? Let's go back. Because we are in an oligarchy now. But it's an offshore oligarchy.
We have considered our society to be a capitalist democracy. We may now have entered into a phase where we are an oligarchic form of society. In your judgment, given the enormous power held by the billionaire class and their political representatives, are we still a capitalist democracy, or have we gone over into an oligarchic form of society in which incredible economic and political power now rests with the billionaire class?
I don't know what to call our system or how to, I prefer not to give labels, but there's no question that we've had a trend toward growing inequality.
I think the point that the protesters are making.
And they show our protests, the Federal Reserve. This is the head of the Federal Reserve talking about inequality and then later how she wants to fix it when they're the ones running the policies creating inequality. It's like if you don't like Nazis, you go to Hitler and you say, you know, and Hitler goes, man, I'm real sorry about the Nazis. We'll deal with them. Let's go back to Yellen.
And others have made is that there comes the point where the billionaire class has so much political power. At what point is that reversible?
It's an underground hideaway straight out of a Bond film. 200 feet deep with walls of reinforced concrete, 9 feet thick. The survival complex has 12 stories of underground apartments and luxury facilities, each floor costing $3 million.
A bad bet to think that the government's going to be there to save you.
If oil prices are artificially inflated by the Fed, well, so are stock prices and real estate prices. So all these bubbles are going to burst because of the same thing, which is the Fed withdrawing the stimulus.
So let's consider what happened during the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy in 2008. That's the one that sparked the financial crisis, nearly melted down the economy, and triggered the bailout by the taxpayers. The court proceedings took 3 years, clearly not rapid or orderly. But Lehman was tiny compared to today's biggest banks. When it failed, Lehman had $639 billion in assets. Today, J.P. Morgan has nearly $2.5 trillion in assets. That's four times as big as Lehman was when it failed. Lehman had 209 registered subsidiaries when it failed. J.P. Morgan, I really almost couldn't believe this when I read it. J.P. Morgan today has 3,391 subsidiaries. That's more than 15 times the number of subsidiaries.
And they gave, if memory serves, look it up, 43% more to Barack Obama than they did to Mitt Romney. You can look that up. I mean, you can look up. Banks gave basically 2-1 to the Democrats in that election and in most others. So here is the creature. Oh, I love the poor. Oh, big, conning everyone. Let's go back to it and then your phone calls.
That Lehman had when it failed.
Ms.
3 years to resolve Lehman. Now, J.P. Morgan has filed resolution plans in each of the last 3 years, and the Fed hasn't rejected any of them as not credible. Given our recent experience with the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers, Can you honestly say that J.P. Morgan could be resolved in a rapid and orderly fashion, as described in its plans, with no threats to the economy and no need for a taxpayer bailout?
In fact, the firms have now submitted a third round of plans.
I'm sorry, Chairman. I'm just a little bit confused. J.P. Morgan submitted a round of plans in 2012, and my understanding is that neither the Fed nor the FDIC said that those plans were not credible. It then submitted plans in 2013, and neither the Fed nor the FDIC said they were not credible, and it has submitted plans in 2014. The plans are designed not just to be reviewed by the Fed and the FDIC, but also to bring some kind of confidence to the marketplace and to the American taxpayer that, in fact, there really is a plan for doing something if one of these banks starts to implode. You said that these plans run to the tens of thousands of pages. All I can say is that what's been released to the public is 35 pages long. That's about one page for every 100 subsidiaries that have to be dealt with. I think that the plans that have been released by these companies have not been something that the public can look at and say, yeah, I see that they've got a plan to get through this.
And, you know, people are talking about how falling oil prices are going to help the consumer. Well, look, oil prices fell from $150 a barrel down to $32 a barrel in 2008. That helped the consumer, too. But it didn't stop the financial crisis. It didn't stop the Great Recession.
Do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guests tonight. To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend lower.
Well, there you go. That's a report by John Bound, who's in there running the board right now. Well, the reason I wanted him to do this report, and I'm glad he did, is they've passed another banker bailout for derivatives. So that's their plan, is to rape you for their scams internationally and to send trillions of dollars offshore. So there you go. And you can bet your bottom dollar the Democrats with the Republican leadership are going to vote for it. They know Tea Party Republicans don't vote for it, so they've all circled the wagons to kill the Tea Party. And so all of you out there, when you end up having your pension fund taken, just remember you asked for it because you hated freedom. You hated the Tea Party. You hated low taxes. You hated transparency. You hated Ron Paul. This is what you asked for. This is what you get. Steve, Tim, Nelson, Lee, Victor, we're going to all of you. You're on the air from New York, Steve. Go ahead.
Yes. Greetings, Alex.
Greetings, brother. What's on your mind?
Calling from Albany Airport, and you must think I'm the only passenger in there. I'm actually a pilot, and I'm waiting for a flight. Anyway, I put on the Drudge website, and I'm seeing the first thing in big characters is "not again." And I'm saying, OMG, I hope Drudge is not part of the mainstream media. But there was a link, and I was not surprised to see that was a Wall Street Journal headline. And this is the way the media is perpetrating all this. And I need to go no further. Perpetrating hostilities and dividing. Not again with a exclamation mark. And, you know, I read a couple
of
lines.
To be fair, I mean, the Drudge Report, InfoWars, whatever, is a mix of government documents, video clips, mainstream news, alternative news. I mean, everybody's saying not again, that we don't want a new Ferguson. I mean, I think, I don't even know if the Wall Street Journal's hyping it. It's been the Justice Department and others that have been hyping that it's an epidemic and that it's the cops' fault. Certainly, there's some bad police out there. I mean, I think that's who's really hyping it. Are you saying that just linking to the new event is bad?
No, all I'm saying, I wish Drudge put that in quotes because, you know, not again. But I did go to the link and realize it wasn't Drudge. I'm just saying when the facts are in there or partial facts anyway, why have a headline like that? Not again. Why not put suspect had gun? And why have a headline like that? Not again.
No, I hear you. What else is on your mind?
Concerning Sony, that was a no-brainer to me. You and Dr. Michael Savage, I think, pinned it well before pretty much when it came out. And I've been following Sony's in the market, and they've been losing a lot of money, a lot. And that was no surprise to me.
That's right. They're tanking, and I guess this was some desperate stunt. But I think it's blown up in their face because nobody buys into it.
Yes, and I didn't buy into it when I first heard it because I've been keeping track on it with Sony for about 4 or 5 years. And they're really 8 feet under. And it's a desperate move. And this is what greed is. Greed has no thin line.
Well, have a great Christmas. And I guess you're flying folks around for Christmas?
No. Unfortunately, in the industry, cargo is more precious than passengers. I'll give you the company acronym, the call letters, UPS. So I'll be working.
All right. Well, be safe and have a great Christmas. God bless. Let's talk to Tim in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Tim.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
First-time caller, long-time listener, forever awake. God bless you and your crew. Merry Christmas. It's my birthday. This is a birthday present to me. I got a call. I'm in with LaRouche back, and I got a call last night confirming that ex-President Bush, Dick Cheney, and President Obama were indicted on this torture deal. Have you heard anything about it?
The word is over in Europe. There may be some EU indictments, UN investigations. I mean, Cheney thinks he's above the law, but Obama's been involved in it as well. And then Henry Kissinger's afraid to fly around different parts of the world because there's indictments out for him. And there should be, because it was like, hey, they're Al-Qaeda. No, they're not. They torture people to get fake confessions. Good guys don't torture. We've already had big discussions about this, and there is no rule of law. If they break the law and don't get in trouble, then there is no law. Just like Obama has opened the border outside of law and is involved in human smuggling. If he doesn't get in trouble, then the sky's the limit. That's my view.
Well, I also unconfirmed. They told me that Egypt is seeking crimes or seeking criminal actions on Obama and his administration.
Yeah, that's true. That, I mean, that came out in WorldNet Daily 6-8 months ago. They caught him shipping money out of Kenya with Obama's cousin by the tens of millions into radical jihads to launch the war. And you saw our media, Anderson Cooper, cheering on the Muslim Brotherhood, burning up churches and crucifying people, literally. And then the military was able to stop it and then arrested them, and now they're executing them. And I'm not lionizing the Egyptian military, but Hosni Mubarak and that whole crew before were angels compared to the group. And so it really shows how out of control and what revolutionaries the people running our country are. I mean, Obama has been caught. It's come out in their courts, the documents, financing the attempted overthrow of Libya, Egypt, and Syria.
Interesting.
But think about how wild that is.
Very interesting. I think Sony is a false flag. I don't think North Korea did it. And I think the people need to stop allowing us to be divided with these assassinations of the police and everything.
By the way, we now have it, the interview now available on Google Play and YouTube, but they're charging, right? Let's click on it and see if, yeah, it's customers. Click on it, guys, on TV right now, and we'll see, or on the internet right now, and let's see how much it costs. Let's go to Google Play. Yeah, let's put that out, because they announced just an hour ago that they were going to make it available. The headline is, it's now available. Let's get a screenshot of that and get it in Kurt Nemo's article. All right, sir. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Sorry if I sounded distracted. They just put that on screen. It's a very interactive radio show. Lee in Georgia. We skipped this network break. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
Good.
Hope you're having a Merry Christmas here. Ready to ring a new year here. I have a couple of good, just a quick questions for you. What should one do in this next year to, you know, prepare ourselves for the new year? What do you think should be prescribed for people like us to be safe in your world, you know, in the world we live in that's so weird?
Man, all I know is we're safer by getting our heart right with God, by not living outside our means, and by reaching out to other people and trying to educate them, because the ignorance of the mass of people is what allows the tyrants to operate and take control of society. So every person that's aware of the magician's scams, that's aware of the hat tricks, that's aware that there's not really a rabbit in that hat, there's a trap door on the table, that is what, as Thomas Jefferson said, a highly informed and armed and free citizenry is all that is needed to cure tyranny. To paraphrase him, he said, if you have an educated, informed, motivated population that loves liberty, tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. And that's really it. I mean, if we have an informed public, none of this is able to happen. I mean, look, they can't stage false flags like they could because our people are watching everywhere worldwide. And even when we don't have somebody that catches them, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, the system has no credibility right now. But they intended to get to that point, then implode the old system to bring in an even greater tyranny. We don't want to have a violent revolution. That's their plan. We want to have it be a peaceful transference of power. And still, stuff won't be perfect. But we won't be in this deep cycle of corruption right now.
No, I think you are waking up the American people. Is there anything you could say, though? We focus on so much negative aspects of it and so much scare tactics, as it were. Is there anything you could do to kind of positive reinforce, to do stuff to make people feel better?
Sure, sure. I personally have noticed it gets people motivated to hear the truth. Hey, your house is on fire. You better get out of it. That's not fear-mongering if it's happening. I'll be quite frank. I don't control most of the ads on the network. When you hear ads, it's something I endorse. I hear ads that are like, the end of the world will happen at this day. Come here. I mean, that makes me really mad. But so there is stuff that goes along with this. There's people that take advantage of our message. Nothing's perfect. But what I say, I really believe. And to come out and say the Sony thing's fake, I don't think of that as fear-mongering. I mean, it shows people, hey, they're coming to censor the web. Let's not let them. It's not fear-mongering if SOPA and CISPA, according to the inventor of the Internet and others, ends freedom of speech.
Just on these things, though, would you agree that I mean, it is like since someone's uninitiated, they might actually become more fearful by listening to your show, and I wouldn't want them to definitely be steered in the wrong direction and you know, to just be, you don't want people to be scared, right? You want people to be awake, so.
Absolutely, but we're talking apples and oranges here. There are undoubtedly mentally ill people that are already out there that are going to hear about me covering serious issues and get more upset. That's not my problem. Okay, I mean, if a hurricane blows in and I tell people take shelter, I'm not fear-mongering. If somebody runs to take shelter, falls down the stairs and breaks their neck, I did something moral and good saying a Category 5 hurricane setting, you might want to get to shelter or drive out of the area. Somebody might have a car wreck driving down the road to get out of the, you know, Houston. That's not my problem. I do what's moral and just. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. They count on people not being scared of the New World Order, not being concerned about real threats, but scared of fake threats. I say, don't be scared of fake threats. Be concerned about real threats and make preparation to meet them. And so, no, I'm not trying to scare people. But if someone isn't already seriously concerned, maybe call it scared, something's wrong with them. I mean, one of the best bumper stickers ever said, if you're not upset, you ain't paying attention. I mean, what founded this country was not trusting government, keeping government small, trusting local, trying to be honored-based, and not that we were perfect. Now it's all about flim-flam and glitch and the surface, the packaging, not... It's all about form over reality, packaging over bona fides. And people get sold on, do what the mainstream media says, you'll have success. In my experience, do what the mainstream media says, you won't have success. And so I'm just here doing what I do. It's hard enough to cover every angle of this, and so that's what it comes down to. But people should be scared they're coming after our guns. They always say, don't be scared, we don't want your guns, as they try to take them. So see, we're the antidote to that.
Thank you for listening to GPS.
If they want to call it fear porn, good. I'm trying to stop race riots. I called it before it started.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.